This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DJS on KMOX, 205 PM. Thanks for listening and telling your friends about us. And I think most people are enjoying the show. And if you know, give it a day, it'll change. Right?
And if you do enjoy it, give it another day.
Give it another day.
We have a way of grating on people.
We really, really do.
Not me.
No, certainly not Trish. Speaking of Trish, you are so awesome and so adorable. Yesterday I said offhandedly, literally in the middle of another thought, oh, I'd love to get a mortician on the show. So tell everyone what you did today or last night, whenever you did it.
Oh, for the past 2.5 hours, I've been calling mortuaries.
Like how many?
Mortuaries. I would say like 11 to 15, and a bunch are going to be calling me back. And I have no idea what else is going on in the world because that's what I've been doing. I have hope in the one that's booked. I'm like 92% sure he's going to call.
Okay.
Loretta said he was going to. There were a couple good contenders.
What was your sales pitch? Just curious.
Well, I kind of switched it up because I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. So I was like, hey, I'm calling from KMOX, the Dave Glover show, and trying to find a mortician to come on. And they were just, you know, some people just, it catches them off guard. So they're not sure what to think. They think there's a rub or you're going to poke fun. Which so I then am. I would be like, then I tried to make a joke like, hey, I'm looking for a mortician for a radio show. Or, hey, I'm looking for a mortician with a good personality.
So your pitch evolved.
Yeah, it evolved because I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. This last place, I feel like this is it.
Okay.
I haven't talked to him directly, though. That's what scares me.
So you don't talk to a mortician
directly.
If my
phone rings, can I get up and answer it?
Sure.
Because I just really need to do this.
Sure.
I need to get this mortician on the air.
I also loved earlier, behind the scenes stuff, we ordered Shake Shack and you ran out of the room saying, this is a mortician, I have to take a phone call. And then you came back in, I think talking to someone else, and you showed Rachel your phone. And you walked out, and I'm like, why did she need you to know who that was? And she goes, no, that was her order for Shake Shack. But it was just like, like a whirling dervish.
I didn't want to hold you guys up. I thought they're going to be waiting on me to say what I want.
Yeah.
And she just took the initiative, which I love. And it was so good. Thank you for lunch, by the way.
Then get this, Mike Anderson. So you've been in my office. It looks like Pee-wee's Playhouse. And there's a Stretch Armstrong in there.
Yep.
Next to the famous DGS bell ding. And Trish came in and I'm like, oh, snap his legs.
You can
snap
his legs. Which is really gross, by the way.
It is really gross. So she's playing with him and snapping him, and I guess she set him next to the bell. So an hour later, Rach and Andrew and I are in there, and we're gossiping and talking real quiet, and all of a sudden the bell rings with no one around it, and it's evidently Stretch had uncurled his arm and just rang the bell like, enough!
I think he knows it's Paranormal Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. I won't be a part of this any longer. We have Wheeler coming up. We have the folks from Honor Flight coming up, which is a great organization. We may 92% chance we have a mortician. We definitely 100% have the boys from Astonishing Legends talking about The Conjuring, the real story behind The Conjuring. So that should be good.
Yeah.
That'll be good. Just getting to know you. Are you a horror movie person, non-horror movie person?
No, yeah, I am. And The Conjuring, the first one was the... To this day, the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Really scared me.
I'm not watching it.
I mean, it was good, but scary. I would not watch by myself.
Yeah.
I think I have built up a real tolerance, like drugs, because I went on a run during COVID. And
You really were watching like nothing but scary movies.
I really was.
By yourself?
Yeah, because you know how it is with Netflix and Amazon. Man. They're like, you might want to watch this one. I'm like, I might very well click. But I haven't, I like jump scares don't count. You know, like, rah, that kind of thing. That's not scary. That just startles you. But I can't remember the last time a movie really scared me. Like, I had trouble sleeping.
Not even The Conjuring?
No. Mm. I thought it was good. I thought it was scary. But I never thought about it again.
Yeah, you must be too used to it then.
Yeah.
I just don't. Like, I get some of the appeal of wanting to be scared, because a great example is when Us came out, Jordan Peele's movie. I saw the previews and it scared me so bad.
I remember that.
Doppelgangers with the scissors coming to kill you. And it really, really scared me. And to the point where I didn't want to watch the trailers for it. But then eventually I was like, I'm going to watch the movie. So I watched it and I did not sleep for like 4 days. Because every time I would start to drift off, I'd be like, the doppelganger's here. What's scarier than someone who looks exactly like you showing up with a creepy smile on their face and sharp scissors in their hand that they're going to try to slit your throat with?
Yeah.
It's horrifying. So it was like, the curiosity got the best of me. I watched it thinking I wouldn't be that scared. But then I was so scared that it like ruined my life for several days. I just don't get the people who like love that feeling. Mm. I guess they're able to just leave it at the door.
Yeah, that's what it
is. I can't leave it at the door.
It
affects me so bad. Like there are certain things I could watch like The Nun or a scary movie like that and be like, oh, whatever. And it might bother me a little at night, but it's not going to stick with me like that.
Because
I feel like it's full of stereotypes and like jump scares and stuff that don't get me. But if something
like
is
it
actually
couldn't really happen or something.
Yeah. But if something is like psychologically terrifying to me, I want to watch it.
Rachel
more.
Doppelganger with scissors could get you.
It's scarier to think about than if a scary nun showed up in my room. If a scary nun showed up in my room, I would just be like, get out of here, lady. And I would fight her off. But if I would be so shocked by a doppelganger, you know, or like when I saw the Babadook, scared me so bad.
That was pretty scary.
I don't know the Babadook.
Oh, it's like a grief demon that lives in your house and he has a top hat. It doesn't sound scary, but it's so scary.
Like Mr. Peanut.
You don't sleep and he's got a hat and he's got a cape and he's flying around.
That? Oracle? What is that thing?
Monocle.
Monocle.
I almost said a bionicle.
Oracle.
Okay.
So,
anyway.
How's your musk ox? Poll going.
Yeah, I'm doing a poll.
Oh.
So far, I've asked my mom and dad.
Just to refresh your memory, in case you weren't listening at the exact time,
excuse me.
I was talking about my affinity for the History Channel show Alone, and that this guy shot a muskox, 800 pounds, and he shoved it down with his own hands, and he killed it with a knife, and Rachel's like, that seems like murder. And then Trish said, what's a muskox? And we went through this whole thing, and you were convinced when you left last night that no one else knew what a muskox is.
Well, first of all,
it doesn't sound
like you're saying musk ox. It sounds like you're saying musk ox. I know, but
it's one word.
It's two words.
It's one word.
Mm. It's two words, Dave.
Thanks.
It's one word.
Oh, no. It is one word. It's
no,
both.
I think it's both.
Wikipedia
it's
has
both.
It as one.
Do you guys get tired of being wrong?
It's both. If
you ever just
okay,
get sore,
it can be
like,
one,
oh,
but
God,
it's
I'm
both.
So wrong today.
Anyway,
sorry, we don't knew
if
everything,
somebody would
Dave,
be
like
honest,
you.
If somebody would be honest enough to call in and say you didn't know what a muskox was either, I would really appreciate that.
Or if someone would be honest enough to call and say,
no,
of course they knew what a muskox.
No, because we already have the know-it-alls. We need
the
people.
Which would be me.
So I walked out of my room. My dad watches a baseball game with headphones on, and it's a process for him to get them off. So I walked out there and stood in front of him, and he takes them off. I go, do you know what a muskox is? And he looked at me, and he goes, what the hell is that? I go, an ox. And he goes, oh, an animal? No, I never heard of it. And then I asked my mom, and she didn't know either. So
I'm going to ask Twitter.
I mean, clearly I know what an ox is. I've just never heard it called musk ox. Never in my life.
I'm saying on Twitter, prior to yesterday's show, had you ever heard of a musk ox?
And then we're
going to do an official poll.
I just want
poll.
People to be honest, please.
And I'm going to say, be honest.
Be honest, please.
What's your end game here?
Well, you just said, how's your muskox pole
I think she's tired of you acting
going.
Like she's an idiot
yeah,
for not knowing
you.
What a muskox is.
And you said, how's your pole going? But I only asked two people because I've been trying to get a mortician on the phone, so I haven't had time to conduct the scientific poll.
I object to Rachel's narrative. I'm not acting like she's an idiot for not knowing what a muskox is.
You're shocked.
No, it's a longer process than that.
No, you are shocked that I don't know what it is.
No, I was shocked when you said, like, is it an ox? And that's what frustrated me was when, like, yeah, thus the name. Like, no, it's a turtle. They just said, this thing smells like musk and looks like an ox. Let's name this. Of course it's a damn ox. That's different than thinking you're an idiot for not knowing what a musk ox is.
I failed to see the difference.
It led down the road of idiocy and imbecile lane. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry. Like, every other topic in here doesn't.
Here we go.
I don't get what that means. You end up looking dumb every single time?
No.
By design? Like on Machiavelli, the puppet master?
No, I'm just saying every conversation's not like
she's saying, give me a break. Yes. She's saying it's an understandable mistake to make.
Which I agree.
Yes.
But you guys are taking the extreme by saying no one knows what a muskox is.
I never said that.
Like I'm a wizard or something.
I'm trying to remain as neutral as possible.
You're a wizard.
I'm conducting this poll, a bipartisan poll, just to see where we end up. But I'm trying to be neutral for the two of you.
Yeah. I can tell by you saying, I think she's an idiot.
I'm voting.
You're not good at being neutral. How did you phrase it?
I said, prior to yesterday's show, had you ever heard of a musk ox?
Fair enough.
Be honest.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy.
Looks like Anderson's about to talk, but he's really, really trying to decide.
Oh, well, just to weigh in, I'm no outdoorsman, but I have seen a few animal shows before, but I do not know what a muskox is.
Here we go.
I did not.
Hey, Rach, you couldn't be more neutral. Jesus Christ.
I'm clapping for no knowledge.
Yes, I noticed that. So is Rachel. Huzzah!
Well, now
another
grown
man that does not know an animal.
See, but the implication is that you don't.
The evil one.
And now Locke says, I have even tasted them. I grew up north. Oh. So we've got one that knew about it.
So it's 1-1.
This is the show now.
It's 1-1.
I did read, as I was reading up on it, to familiarize myself with it in case the subject ever came up again, that it is one of the healthiest meats to eat.
Yes.
Yep. I saw that as well when
I
Googled it yesterday.
Put that in your little pocket for later when you have to pull out some musk ox random trivia.
Your Googling of Wikipedia is amazing to me. My Lord. You have put me in my place.
Not really.
Your rapier wit.
We will when the poll's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got 2 hours for this poll, so go
and
vote.
That's all we're doing. Like Rach said.
This is the show now.
We're not going to say a word until we get to 100 votes.
You know, this is what we've been lacking since Close left the show,
really
which is just like arguing all the time.
Yes.
Let's just get the arguments back.
I think that Trish is going to be my new Close. He was my foil for 10 years, and oh my God, this is exactly the kind of fight we would have. Mm-hmm. Except
it would be way worse.
He would be shaking that neck waddle at me, and he'd just be.
Well, I can't in this situation because you have the knowledge behind you. Like, you know,
it doesn't matter, Trish. You can still triple down. I mean, just make something up.
Yeah, on this show.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. When I'm wrong, oh my God.
Oh, I can't wait for the day.
There's no.
God.
Well, you want to like.
I don't know. Everything seems empty to me that's not about muskox.
Or a mortician.
There's an 8%
chance. How long would it take to embalm a muskox?
That is an interesting question. I think we should ask.
That is an interesting question. I wonder if animals are ever embalmed. Mm. I know they're stuffed. There's no reason you couldn't.
Wouldn't you have? I guess not. You wouldn't have to embalm them to stuff them?
No. I think it's pretty much just the hide full of stuffings.
Man, we could get in. Maybe in the next segment we can talk about like stuffing your pet.
You could not have sounded more 11 years old just then.
Like
Rachel Zimmerman.
Like I get the appeal, but I also
SAG-AFTRA.
I get the appeal. I really do.
Co-host of the DGS on KMOX. Maybe in the next segment we could talk about like Stuffing her pets.
It was cute.
I didn't say it like that.
She didn't.
Don't listen. You're off on a...
All right, you did.
You gotta be at least be honest.
But it was cute.
Just do the wall to wall.
You do the wall to wall. That's what you get when you deal with the Washoe Law Grant.
Yeah, seriously. Take that. You do it. I don't want to do it. You do it.
You do it live. You do it live. Hello, Tiffany. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, if you guys stop laughing, you're killing me.
Sorry.
All right. I'm a former teacher.
Okay.
And in 1972-ish, Richard Nixon went to China for the first time. I believe it was the first time a president had traveled to China.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got a panda bear. We were thrilled. I was in Toledo, Ohio. Every zoo wanted the panda bear. Mm-hmm. We had no panda bears. The Chinese people wanted a musk oxen.
There you go. Ah, there you go.
We traded a panda bear for a musk oxen.
See?
You guys are hilarious.
They must have skipped that course at SMMA because I didn't learn about that.
All right, let's get a mortician and muskox update.
It's not looking good for me.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Trish. I think the point of the poll was to show that not everyone had heard of a muskox. And yes, the majority of people in the poll so far have heard of the muskox, 66.7%. But 33.3% say no.
Where are my no muskox people? Vote in this poll. What's your Twitter?
At RachelZ1120.
I need it.
You guys are in good company. A new study came out that shows that only 38% knew that the Grand Canyon was in Arizona, and 25% of Americans think that Niagara Falls is in Iceland.
Mm. Yeah, that's the same as not having heard of a specific animal before.
Thank you.
All right, I'll out myself. I didn't know it was in Arizona.
Where'd you think it was?
Colorado.
That's where everyone thought it was.
And I did know Niagara Falls was in New York, though.
80% of people who didn't know Arizona thought it was in Colorado.
Yeah.
Rach, go ahead. Let's talk about stuff and animals.
Well, you know, it's an option, and some people do it, but I guess I don't really have, like, a strong stance on it. It's something that I've thought about, but then, you know, then your pet is just stuffed.
So what would you do? Would you put it on the mantle?
See, that's the thing, is it's like, I love my cat, Lucy. I know I sound insane whenever I talk about this kind of stuff, but I get anxiety about not having her someday. And I'm like, I just can't imagine, you know, what my life's going to be like with, I love her. She's the best pet I've ever had. I just love her so much. So then you think about things like, when she passes away, what am I going to do? Probably going to get her cremated at the vet. And have a little urn or, that's you nice. Know, bury the ashes, whatever.
But you're considering
I'm
the
not
stuffing?
Considering it, but it's something that, like, I think about. And I know some people have done it. And I guess I'm just wondering what keeps more people from doing it. Is it just, you know, well, now my pet is here and it's stuffed and it's looking at me from across the room and its soul is no longer
I
inside
it
of its
body. I
think
it sounds better to you now than when, God forbid, Lucy actually passes. God forbid she passes. I think at that point you'll probably be like, okay.
Yeah.
You know,
and I don't want the KMOX audience to think that this is something I'm planning on doing. It's just something that
just summed it up perfectly. Like, I wouldn't have any of my pets stuffed, but I'm not quite sure why, until you said you're looking at their lifeless body with no soul, and I'm like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And you'll get another pet.
Yeah.
And she'll be just as good as Lucy.
I don't know about that.
Oh, those are fighting words. Take it back really quick.
Okay. I don't know anyone who has a stuffed pet. And
I don't
also,
know either.
If I walked in your house
idiot.
And saw...
I have a friend who has a stuffed
like
muskox.
I don't like this whole, like, let's stop calling each other dumb.
I knew you were going to do that.
I knew you knew it.
I don't like this energy.
I don't take offense to that. I don't take offense to him saying
care.
That. I don't care.
Doesn't care.
But if I walked in your house and saw like stuffed Lucy,
we should
on
probably do a break.
The fireplace.
This is KMOX, and I think they're waiting for us in the news.
Sorry.
No, I'm not mad at you.
I didn't get the bat signal. Hold up your hand or something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. Kind of scared me. 585.
I want to get the bell. It's just stretch ringing the bell for you.
I get more scared in here than I do watching The Conjuring.
That one note. What was that? Oh, your shooting story.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
One more thing about Alone. I know this makes me a bad person.
What is that noise?
But
the show you were explaining yesterday.
Where they're on their own for 100 days. I am increasingly jealous of how skinny they all are. When they're literally starving.
Yeah, it's like literally skin and bones. You can see their bones.
Yes.
And like, I only know from Survivor.
They haven't eaten a full day's meal in 75 days, and I'm like, man, they look ripped.
Go on the show.
He do look good.
So you're telling me all I have to do to lose 30 pounds is quit my job, go out into the wilderness, not talk to anyone, not eat, not have a bed, not have any running water or electricity.
Kill a muskox.
No, then you're going to gain weight. Mm. Yeah.
No, it's one of the healthiest meats to eat. See, I needed that trivia. I needed that.
I have one more question about the ox.
All right.
Did he harvest the ox's skin for like a covering of some sort?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I know. That is pretty awesome.
At least he's using that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I got mad at him for killing the ox in the first place when he could have just went to Schnucks if he wasn't on Alone.
Well, now
if he gets to keep that forever, like, that's cool. That's not like a total waste
Well, then
of
a bear
life.
Was trying to get the dead ox, and he's like, I'll kill the bear. And I thought, man, if he gets that bear skin and the ox skin, he'll be too hot.
He didn't get the bear?
Not yet.
Oh,
show ain't over.
Still rolling out.
Oh. Show ain't over.
How many are left where you are?
3, 4, something like that.
And they have to stay at least 100 days?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah. I think it's over. Like, everyone out there knows who wins but me, who watched it. But,
oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
You're behind.
Yes, yes. Mm-mm-mm. I got stuff. Just deciding which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it.
We're all wondering.
Okay, let's just do something stupid.
Okay, like we haven't so for
Let's leave
40
all this
minutes.
Intellectualizing behind
I have
behind
one more
us.
Thing about stuffing your pet after they die.
Okay, good.
Oh, no, that's too stupid. I can't go there. Even I can't go there. I will tell you this. I don't pay nearly as much attention to the political stuff as I used to when I was down at 97.1 because we talked about it all the time. But I'm very familiar with why people hate Hunter Biden. And there's new stuff coming out. And like, oh, my gosh, I got to look at his laptop. Couldn't care less. And now he wants to sell his paintings for $500,000. And people hate that because they hate him. But I have to admit, I kind of liked his paintings.
Like, so he painted them?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I missed this story too.
What? I don't understand what's happening.
I don't understand.
She's been looking at morticians all day.
I don't understand what the alternative would be. That he takes other people's paintings and sells them?
Yeah. Like, he has...
Oh, he's like an art dealer?
Yes.
Okay, fair
enough.
He
has some expensive works of art hanging in his home and he wants to sell them.
Now, did he paint the one he was pretending to be working on? I don't know. But the only one I saw was when he was working on. I'm like...
Is it the little circles, Dave?
It's kind of like my sister paints, like...
Like abstract?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I were a Hunter Biden, I don't care how beautiful my paintings were. I would just lay low. Lay low for the next 4 to 8 years.
These people don't understand it, Rach.
I know.
On both
it's like,
sides.
It's like you're pressing your luck. You got away with, you know, everything you got away with. I can't sit here and like list off his crimes against humanity like many callers would be able to do. But I do know he was involved in some very shady things and he's
Without
the president's
question.
Son. So if you want to protect your father, the president, you should probably just like not be writing books and selling paintings. You should just be doing charity work and going to rehab and getting it together.
I'm truly interested in your takes on this because you're both way more plugged in to culture and especially online stuff than I am. I think Chrissy Teigen is a great case. You know, like when you want to take a case to the Supreme Court, you wait for the right case with the right set of facts. You're like, this is the one. Mm-hmm. Let's go. I think Chrissy Teigen is a great case for this because she is without a doubt a horrible, horrible troll. Probably a pretty terrible person. She denied, denied, denied. Now she's caught. So in classic, I've been caught. She's now owning it and apologizing. And I'm just curious. There's the Christian's perspective, the religious perspective. You always forgive people. How many times? 70 times 7, over and over and over and over and over again. Do you take someone like her, who is almost a confessed horrible person and certainly a horrible troll online, but now she's sorry. Now, do you give her the grace that she didn't give anyone else?
I do. I mean, I think it was a real blow to her, what happened.
Like, I agree.
I think it humbled her very, very much. And outside of the trolling on the internet and calling people names, they do a lot of community work, her and her husband, John Legend, in case anyone didn't know. I think that she is sorry. Now, whether we need to hear from her every day on Twitter and she needs to be on every TV show, that's a different case. Maybe she needs to take a time out too. But I do believe her apology. I think when you're caught in a situation like that, it humbles you very, very much. And you go reflect on what kind of person you
are. Good points. I've been there myself. Yeah.
I mean, I've said dumb things in the past, you know.
Dumb things today.
Dumb things today.
Yeah, I was thinking about this earlier today because I've talked about Chrissy a lot on the show. And the vast majority of it was my frustration at, you know, seeing someone be mean and be terrible to other people and then run and act like the victim whenever anyone said anything to her. That was so frustrating to me, to the point where it was like a bit where anytime she would step out of line in the media, listeners would be sending me links and like, did you see what Chrissy did? So I had to like kind of tamp down my anger towards this person because I don't like the blatant hypocrisy. She apologized to Courtney Stodden a couple weeks ago and she's been quiet, and then she puts out this big, long blog post yesterday. I read the whole thing. I'm with Trish. I think here's where I'm at. I have to take her for her word. Otherwise, why would anyone ever try to grow or change or apologize?
Agreed.
I'm sure that she has been forced into a place of repentance. I don't think she got here on her own. I think that she was up against a wall and she's doing what she has to do to get her back out of that situation, you know. However, she's still seeing that what she was doing was completely wrong. She's admitting she was a troll. She's admitting I was insecure. I had a lot of things going on with me that I was projecting onto other people. That's a huge step to admit that, because most people will just go like, I was hurting, I was this and this. And she's saying, no, I was insecure. So I tried to make myself feel better by making other people feel smaller. I can forgive her for all of this and go, okay, I believe you. Going forward, whenever I happen to see your content, because I have no desire to follow you, but if I happen to see it, I'm going to look at it with an open mind. But I don't think that that also means snap your fingers and now Cravings is back in Target and you get to sell all these things and you're just right back where you were.
Yeah.
It's up to you now to regain public trust and rebuild that empire, because you were able to sell these things off of your image and off of like, I'm a cool chick. And then you kind of proved that you weren't. So if you can prove to us again, I have no problem with you rebuilding, but I don't think it's just like, and now Target's going to sell all my stuff again. Like, there's gotta be a path back there, you know, that she's going to have to make more steps.
Very reasonable. Welcome back to 49 DGS. Kevin Wheeler's segment is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Find them online at goodfeetstlouis.com. Quick question, not to you, but you can jump in. The girls were just saying that Chrissy Teigen, yeah, she's kind of a bag, but she's apologizing and she's owning it, so let's give her that grace. I agree. Do you feel the same way about Marjorie Taylor Greene, who compared having to wear masks with the Holocaust? Then she went to a Holocaust museum, and now standing in a cornfield, she's apologizing and saying, I was wrong. Do you give everyone the same grace?
As long as she doesn't do that again, then sure.
Maybe, if she really learns your lesson.
Maybe she didn't realize how flippant she was being until she visited a Holocaust museum and went like, yeah, I shouldn't be comparing wearing a mask to this. So I'm not saying like, and now I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene and I'm voting for her if she's ever running in a national election. No, but if she is really going to learn and grow, I'm here to support
that. Give everyone
that.
The same.
Yeah. I don't like is whenever people do try to change and then all the naysayers are like, yeah, but you did this. Yeah, we've all done things in our past that are terrible and we wish we could take back.
Yeah.
And if you keep throwing things in someone's face from their past, they're never going to be able to get any better. So what's the point of that?
Kevin Hart just came out. And is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to talk about him because he was talking about cancel culture. He was canceled a couple times. He said like 3 or 4. And how are you going to learn if you don't mess up? That was his whole thing.
That's
yes,
right.
I've messed up. I've messed up a lot in the past. I don't know anyone who hasn't messed up. How do you grow if you don't mess up?
There's a great quote. Mike, see if you can find it because I'm going to bastardize it. But it's basically, you know, wisdom comes from experience. Experience comes from making bad decisions. And it's just so true. It's so true.
I think about
it's one thing that every human shares.
Of course.
Rich, poor, tall, fat, white, black. Every single human grows by making mistakes. Like every single animal. You know, you're like, oh, I'm not going to mess with that bobcat again. I'll go down here. That's how we learn.
When I started doing radio, excuse me, at the point, there were things and bits and that we done on air that you could not do today. And thinking back on it, yeah, obviously, you know, there are words you would say that you couldn't say today. It was just how you grew up. You didn't know any better. Obviously, I know now why you don't use those words, why you couldn't do these bits, why you couldn't make fun of certain people.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be the biggest jerk in the room on this one because if it's from a different generation, that's a separate argument, right? I mean, if we're going to talk about Andrew Dice Clay's routine, if he did that now, he's terrible because he's not paying attention to the world around him. When he did it, it wasn't that big. I mean, it was controversial, but it wasn't like everybody burned him at the stake, right?
No, so, we all laughed.
But if you're bullying people, that's never been cool. That's never been cool.
It's a good point.
So
if you're telling people
I'm not giving you a pass on that.
There's no era where that was okay.
Right, right. Bullying people is not okay. It's not okay to be almost 50 years old and not understand the Holocaust. That is not okay. You're an idiot. And then to make comparisons about it when you don't know anything about it, see, that's why I don't believe. I don't believe anybody that says, I didn't understand fully how bad that was. No, you know you're in trouble and you now have to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but that's not okay.
What would it take for someone to convince you that they actually didn't understand and now they do?
I mean,
Like, maybe the Holocaust is a bad example. And
I mean, I understood that when I was a kid.
Well, I'm not.
Because I learned in school.
With Marjorie, I'm not like, oh, Marjorie, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm more like, yo, just never do that again and we can leave it alone. But like, yeah, you knew it was wrong when you were doing it. Now it's probably really driven home and you do have remorse. But I'm not like, and I love her now. You know what I mean? But it's moving forward, don't ever do that again.
What's the redemption?
But
there are,
I've been cruel to people in my life and
it's
I regret it. You know, like, haven't you ever like bullied someone and then you're like, yeah, that was wrong.
Sure.
And I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, I did it when I was a kid. I didn't do it when I was a fully formed adult and, you know, pick on somebody because of their looks when I'm a model. You know, I mean, like, I think.
So is there no
No, there is, but it's your actions over time. It's not an apology. It's
so
not
you don't
just
think it's just like, and now we're cool. You have to prove.
I think so. I would feel like I have to prove something if I do that. Like, again, it's not a matter of like continue punishing some person, right? It's not say you're going to be placed in whatever your punishment is. Like what is the punishment right now for Chrissy Teigen?
She lost.
People yell at you, and you lose a couple of endorsements,
she
right?
She doesn't get to sell certain things.
Right, right. And you'll probably get some of those back over time, and she's made money. What's the real punishment for Marjorie Taylor Greene on this? She's getting yelled at. That's it. That is all of the repercussion. So what? So if people are going to be mad at you, then don't do that in the future, and less people will yell at you in the future.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the reason why so many apologies don't work? Because
people
apologize, and then since they don't have everyone at the same time going, we forgive you, Marjorie, then they're like, Well, I apologize. What more can I do?
Like, I mean, like,
that's when it feels really insincere.
I feel like I could give the most sincere sounding apology in the world and not mean a word of it.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I can definitely do
that. These are on, you know.
Is your wife listening?
I can definitely, yeah. Believe me, she knows. I don't. That's why I don't like to judge even the sincerity of them. I'm not going to say that was sincere. I've learned this in sports. I mean, you hear this all the time. A guy gets caught using steroids, and I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, great, but I don't care about that. What are you doing now?
Yeah.
What are you going to do moving forward? I mean, obviously, stop doing that bad thing. But are you also going to help other people? Are you going to maybe take up a cause or a charity that shows that you fully understand?
Can you come back after the break?
I can stick. Yeah.
Good. No, I don't want you in here during the break.
bye. See ya.
I want you
to go get a drink.
Come back. tell you guys about our contracting and sanitation. I could give the best apology and never mean a word.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.